Daily Rest, Monday, September 25th, 2023. This week's theme is Attributes of God. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. John chapter 4, verse 24. What does it mean to be a spirit? This word is often used in our society to speak of a ghost or other spiritual being. The word spirit means a bodiless thing. Thus, if God is a spirit, he does not have a physical body. We all have physical bodies, for that is what allows you to be seen and recognized by others. God cannot be seen with our human eyes. Therefore, the truth that God cannot be seen with our human eyes shows us that he is unique. While God is spirit, some may wonder why Jesus, who is God, has a body. Jesus became flesh, took on a body to be our Savior. As our Savior, he is both God and man so that he can suffer and die to remove our sins while at the same time being perfect and sinless. Therefore, as God, he is a spirit. As man, he has a body. Jesus, who is God, speaks these words when instructing the Samaritan woman at the well concerning the worship of God. He speaks of God as a spirit to remind his hearers that the worship of God is not confined to a singular place, such as the temple in Jerusalem. Rather, he confines the worship of God to be done in spirit and truth. Worshiping God in truth means to worship according to his word by using what God has revealed to us in his word. Worshiping him in spirit is worshiping him from a heart that trusts only in him as our Savior. All of this is only possible when the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, leads us with our hearts, minds, and mouths to praise God as our Creator, Preserver, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Grant that thy Spirit prompt my praises, then shall my singing surely please thine ear. Sweet are the sounds my heart then raises, my prayer in truth and spirit thou wilt hear. Then shall thy Spirit raise my heart to thee, to sing thee psalms of praise in high degree. Amen.